Amos and Andy Show, written by Joe Connolly and Bob Mosier, featuring Ernestine Wade, Johnny Lee, Amanda Randolph, Millie Bruce, Roy Glenn, Jeff Alexander's music, yours truly, Harlow Wilcox, and starring radio's all-time favorites, Freeman Gosden and Charles Correll, Amos and Andy. For the past 2 months, the Kingfish's wife, Sapphire, has been attending a business school. She's been taking a course in merchandising. And this evening, when she got home from school, she had some rather startling news for the Kingfish and her mother.
That's right. I've completed my course, and tomorrow I go out on an interview for a job in a department store.
Ooh, ain't that wonderful? My little baby's going to be a career girl.
Now, wait a minute here. I puts my feet down. I ain't going to have no wife of mine working. It's a blow to my pride. It's a blow to my honor. It's a blow to my conscience.
George, the job will pay $75 a week.
So now there's the kind of a punch I can roll with.
You know, Mama, I sure hope I get the job. If I do, I'll be assistant buyer. See, the buyer is the one that's going to interview me.
The buyer, huh? What time is she seeing the gal?
The buyer's a man, Mr. Frederick Williams.
You going to work for a man, huh?
What's the matter, Baldy? Ain't jealous, is you?
Me jealous? No. $75 a week, I can't afford to be jealous.
That's just the attitude I thought you'd take. You think you'd be ashamed of yourself, letting your wife go to work.
Yes, Mama's right. You ain't had a steady job since we've been married.
Yeah, I got the brakes all right, didn't I?
What do you mean you got the brakes?
Well, suppose I had taken that government job they offered me 20 years ago. I would have worked hard and been promoted. And now that they are cutting the budget, I'd lose my job and be an out-of-work bum.
That's what you is anyway.
Yeah, but I ain't wasted the best years of my life getting there, though.
Live. I done already made up what we're going to put on your tombstone. Here lies George Stevens, and here's a thought to ponder. If the plumber's got to walk, he'll never get up yonder.
Is that so? Well, I ain't saying where you going, but when you get there, you're going to be the last of the red hot mamas. Sit down a while.
Yeah. Say, Kingfish, this is something, you know. It's your wife thinking of going to work.
Yeah, she looked pretty good when she went out of the house this morning. She and her mama really pulled it together. She put on the elastic stocking. Last thing I saw, mama had her knee on Sapphire's back, tugging on the strings of a camisole or something.
Really pulled it together, huh?
I'll say. Looked like the Ringling Brothers taking up the track in the big top.
When it comes to boating up, I guess Sapphire's at the corn fritter age.
Well, you know, Andy, Sapphire was a good-looking gal once. I had a lot of rivals when I was coating her. Yeah, I remember one boy that I had a lot of trouble with, Twitchy Thompson.
Twitchy Thompson?
You remember him, Andy. He worked for the railroad. He used to hold the spikes while his partner, Nearsighted Jackson, swung the sledgehammer.
Oh, yeah, yeah. What happened to Twitchy?
Well, Andy, one day on the job, Jackson went over to focus just as Thompson twitched.
Oh.
Yes, Andy, in one blow, Twitchy was converted from a tall, thin Gary Cooper type to the Toulouse Lautrec of Marietta.
Yeah. I was just thinking, Kingfish, if Sapphire works in a big department store, she's going to be surrounded by a lot of men.
Well, that's what, Andy, but you ain't suggesting no man is going to become enamored with her, is you?
Wait a minute. I guess you ain't seen them office wolves operate. I worked in the insurance office once, and I really see them boys in action.
You mean they are fast workers, huh?
Oh, yeah. And the worst type is the water cooler Romeo. He's the boy that's always getting up for a drink of water. He don't use no paper cup, neither. He's got his own special glass. After you've been there for a while, you find out he got a lens in the bottom of the thing, and he's doing more peeking than drinking.
Sapphire see her from that type, you see her face don't magnify too well. Like looking at a drop of water under a microscope, you see a lot of frightening things you didn't know was there, you see.
Yeah, well, I don't know about this. You say Sapphire's boss is going to be a man, and there's a lot of other men around the department store. I think you're making a mistake letting Sapphire go to work, you know.
No, no. Sapphire, I've been married for 25 years. When them fellas at the department store hear about that, they won't pay no attention to
her. Well, yeah, I guess that's right.
And on top of that, Andy, her feet ain't too good, you know. There may be a lot of wolves down there, but by the time she gets finished standing up all day, sore shanks won't leave her in no mood to play Little Red Riding Hood with the boys, I can tell you that right now.
Then you really think I have the job, Mr. Williams?
Yes, you do. We've had a lot of fine people from the business school you attended, and they recommended you very highly. Yes, the job is yours.
Oh, that's just wonderful.
As you know, you will be my assistant, and the job pays $75 a week. You will have every chance in the world for advancement. You know, this could be a wonderful career.
Oh, thank you, thank you.
Oh, by the way, I noticed your name on the application is Sapphire Stevens. Is that Miss or Mrs.?
Well, you see,
The reason I ask, it's against the policy of our store to hire married women.
Oh. Well, you see, it's Miss Sapphire Stevens.
Have some more chicken, Sapphire?
No, thanks, Mama. I've had two helpings already.
Well, I'll just take the wing and the breast here. Hate to see it go to waste.
Well, listen, what about me?
Here's the platter, son-in-law. Help yourself.
Yeah. Thank you, Mama. Look at here. Just two pieces left, and one of them is the neck. I tell you, just once in this house, I'd like to get some part of the chicken that don't have a taper to it.
Oh, stop complaining, George. It wasn't your money that bought the food.
Oh, Dottie, it's wonderful you're doing so well in your job. And that Mr. Williams you're working for sounds so nice.
Oh, yes. I've been there only 10 days. And did you know what he said to me this morning?
No.
He said, Sapphire, you are a real gem.
That's a joke, George. Sapphire. Gem. Don't you get it?
Yeah, I get it, but I don't know what to do with it. Now, look here, Mama. You're going to break up.
I'll get it. Hello, Stevens Residence. Who? Oh, yes, he's right here. Mr. Williams.
Oh, thank you, Mama. Hello, Fred.
Fred? Only 10 days and already they're on the first name basin. They call me Mr. Stevens right through the honeymoon.
Shut up, Mama.
What is that, Fred? Tonight? Why, of course. Certainly, I'll be right down. I have to go to work, Mama. We're taking inventory, and Mr. Williams wants me to help him.
You mean that you're going to work at night?
Yeah, don't wait up. I'll probably be late.
Well, now, wait a minute, here. No wife of mine is going out and work at night with no man. I ain't going to stand for it, you hear?
George, I get time and a half for overtime.
I don't care. Wait a minute. I'll get your coat for you. Yeah. Well, come on in, Brother Andy.
Hi, Kingfish. Say, what are you doing down at the lodge hall here this time of the night? It's after 10 o'clock.
Well, Sapphire's working late at the department store with the boss, Miss Williams.
Oh.
I stopped by the delicatessen and got some bread and cool cuts. I'm going to make a late snack and take it down to her.
Well, how come you was making a sandwich for her?
Well, don't you see, Andy, about 11:30, that Mr. Williams is going to say to her, let's you and me pop out for a midnight snack. Well, I figure this bologna sandwich will keep him from two-timing me gastronomically, you see.
Yeah, but if that's what you was afraid of, what's to stop her and the fella from staying there in the office and sharing the bologna sandwich together? You know, if this boy is eager enough, he can make as much progress on a hunk of bologna as he could on a sirloin steak.
Now, listen, Andy, I don't think this fella has any interest in Sapphire, or does she got any interest in him. But just as a safety precaution, I has done booby-trapped the sandwich.
What do you mean?
Now, look here. Over the slice of bologna, I done put this slice of Bermuda onion. And on top of that, I put this layer of chopped up green onion. And on top of that, I done put this layer of garlic.
Yeah, man, that's a real romance discourager you got there.
Oh, yeah, and I tell you, back in 1937, if there had been liverwurst and an onion sandwich in the deal, the Duke of Windsor might still be king today, you know that? Yeah, well, it's all finished, Andy. I'll wrap this thing up and take it down to the department store.
Well, you know, Kingfish, if you are suspicious of this fellow, why don't you just come right out and make Sapphire quit the job?
Well, I tell you, Andy, she's getting a good salary, and I figure by keeping an eye on things, I might be able to hold on until the store starts handing out the spring bonuses. You see what I mean?
Miss Stevens, I can't thank you enough for coming down to help me out at the store here this evening.
Oh, why, that's perfectly all right, Mr. Williams.
Now, Sapphire, remember I told you to call me Fred.
Of course.
Well, if you'll just go over those figures, I'll take these into the other office and file them.
Oh, let's see. That was 12 size 16, 4, 14, 6, 12. Then with the shipment from the factory, we should have... Come in!
Good evening, Sapphire.
George Stevens, what are you doing down here?
Well, I brought you some supper. The night watchman says you was in working in here.
George, you shouldn't have come here. William sees us together.
Hey, well, what's wrong with that? I just come down to bring you supper, not to smooch with you.
George, would you please get out of here?
Listen, what's going on here? That fella ain't peeking at you through the bottom of no drinking glass, is he?
Look, George, I just don't want you to meet Mr. Williams. I can't explain just
yeah,
now.
Well, I...
Oh, I beg your pardon. I didn't know there was anyone in here.
Oh, yeah, that's all right. I was just leaving. Sapphire, I might be back later with another sandwich.
I'm sorry, Sapphire. I didn't mean to barge in like that.
Oh, that was all right.
Sapphire, I don't mean to be personal, but that man that just left, by any chance, is he your sweetheart?
Him? Oh, no.
He seemed to be on very friendly terms with you.
Oh, no, no. You see, actually, he's my brother. That's right, my brother. We all live together.
Oh, oh, yes, yes. Sapphire, this may surprise you, but, well, I'm very fond of you. Not only as a fellow worker, but as a person.
Oh, you are?
Yes, Sapphire. As you know, I've been a widower for a good many years. I wonder if you'd go out with me some evening. There's so much I'd like to say to you.
Well, I don't think I can. You see, I sort of keep house for my brother, you know. Cleaning and getting his meals and...
I see. Where does he work?
Well, that's why I take care of him. He doesn't work.
Now, Sapphire, don't feel badly. After all, there's one in every family. Yes, Mother, I know it's late, but I had to call you as soon as I got home. I have some news. Mother... You know, I thought I'd never remarry, but I think I've found the right woman. Yes, her name is Sapphire Stevens. Yeah, she works in the store with me. What's that, Mother? Oh, yes, I'm serious. I'm going over the first thing in the morning and call on her brother and ask him for Sapphire's hand in marriage.
Mama's out shopping and Sapphire's going to work.
Okay, Kingfish.
Yes, Andy. Sapphire didn't get home till after 12 last night. Then she went out early this morning.
Well, Kingfish, I've been thinking it over, and I think you were silly worrying about Sapphire and that Mr. Williams. I don't think she's going to get you involved in no internal triangle.
Yeah, and I guess you're right. There's no chance that anybody... I wonder who that is at the door.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
How do you do? Do you remember me? I'm Mr. Williams.
Oh, yeah, Mr. Williams. From the department store. Come in. Mr. Williams, this is my friend Andy Brown.
How you do?
Oh, I didn't know you had company. I wanted to talk to you alone.
Oh, that's all right. It's all right talking in front of him. With Mr. Brown here, it's just like there was nobody else in the room, you see.
Well, I suppose this visit is a surprise to you, but I called because, I want to talk to you about Sapphire.
Sapphire?
Yes.
Did Sapphire tell you who I was?
Yes, he told me. That's why I came to you first. I want to ask your permission to ask Sapphire to marry me.
Yeah, well, I only two. What is that again? You say that? What was that thing?
I was saying Sapphire's a wonderful girl, and I've fallen in love with her.
Holy mackerel! Either she didn't eat that sandwich, or this boy is desperate.
Look, you say you is falling in love with Sapphire?
Oh yes, Stevens. You'll never know what it feels like to be in love with a girl like Sapphire.
Yeah, well, I think I got a rough idea.
Mr. Stevens, you seem shocked.
Oh, no.
After all, Sapphire's an attractive person. This sort of thing must have happened before.
Well, to tell you the truth, up to now, the worst thing that done happened was when that fella pinched her at the Elks picnic. That's about the only time anything happened.
Yeah, they spiked the punch.
Yeah.
Stevens, I know how fond you must be of Sapphire, and I don't want to break those family ties. We're going to live in Connecticut, but after we're married, I'll look forward to you spending weekends with us.
Weekends? Well, I...
Play along with him, Kingfish. You might get him to give you the bus fare, too.
Miss Williams, do Sapphire know about you speaking to me?
No, but she knows how I feel about her. I'm pretty sure Sapphire will accept me. Well, Stephen, what's your answer?
Well, I tell you, Miss Williams, I wonder if you'd give me a few days to think this over. I want to do the right thing here, you see. You know what I mean.
Well, when you think it over, Stevens, I'm sure you'll realize you're not giving up much.
Yeah, you're right about that, but after all, I can't exactly replace it with a hot water bottle, you know.
Well, take your time. I know it's an important decision. I'll be hearing from you. Good day.
Now, good day. Glad you come by. Nice of you.
Holy mackerel, Kingfish. That fellow sure was cold-blooded about it, wasn't he? What are you going to do?
Well, Andy, I don't know. I just can't stand in the way of Sapphire's happiness. I just going to drop out of sight. That's what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
Andy, I just going to disappear. I'm going to walk out of her life.
You mean this is forever?
Yeah, I'm going to walk into the sunset with a tear in my eye and a wisp of a smile on my face.
Yeah. But before you do that, Kingfish, would you mind giving me that 85 cents you owed me since before Christmas?
Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah, Calhoun, the Kingfish has been gone now for a week and not a word from him.
Go in. Oh, Kingfish. I'm missing so. I really do. I miss seeing him in all the old familiar places. Sitting on the bench in the park, hanging around the pool hall, standing in line at the unemployment office. Betting on them cockroach races down in Doogie Valley.
Yeah.
I tell you, Andy, the Kingfish was a bum, but he was a lovable bum.
Yeah, well, now pull yourself together here, Calhoun. Look here, you done blubbered all over my lapels here. Get away. Look.
Oh, it's a sad thing. That poor Kingfish gone. Nobody knows where.
No.
Out in the cold and snow. I can see him right now, Andy.
Yeah.
There he is, trudging through the snowdrift.
Yeah, the poor
fellow. There he is, all alone, cold and hungry. Look at him. He's stumbling. He tripped. He fell down in the snow.
No, me.
Andy, don't just stand there. Pick him up.
You pick him up. I'll go for the doctor. I'll get out. Wait a minute. Wait a minute, Calhoun. We're cracking up here. Listen, we got to do something. Hi, Amos. Hiya. Say, listen, you must be awful excited to slam a door like that. What's the matter with you?
Well, I is, Andy. I got some wonderful news for you. The Kingfish is back.
He's back? How do you know?
Well, I just run into him on the street. It seems that Sapphire found out that he was living over in New Jersey, and she wrote him a letter to come back.
Oh, boy, that's wonderful.
Yeah, the Kingfish showed me the letter. Oh, he was proud of that letter. It was a beautiful thing, too, Andy. Mm. It said that she loved him more than anything else in the world, and she wanted him back.
You know, this Mr. Williams mix-up may turn out to be the best thing that ever happened. Now the Kingfish realize they loved each other.
Yeah, I guess from now on there's going to be peace and happiness up there.
Hey, what's the matter with you, Calhoun? Is you still crying about the Kingfish?
No. When Amos come in, he slammed the door on my finger.
Happy you're back.
Yes, Sapphire. I saw that I misunderstood about Mr. Williams.
You know, this separation has made me realize just how much I love you.
Yeah, and I guess that's the thing that has held us together all these years, our love.
Well, now that you're back, I hope there ain't gonna be no more fighting around here.
Well, who asked you, Fatso? Now, listen, Sapphire, your mama's been the cause of all of our troubles. It's the old problem of the mother-in-law in the house. She's been against me ever since the first day she set foot in this house, trying to drive us apart.
George,
please. Oh, I'm telling you, Sapphire, the only reason I come back to you was on account of that beautiful letter that you wrote me. I tell you, Sapphire, if it wasn't for that letter, I wouldn't be here today.
Now, George.
Now, look, Sapphire, I'm going down and get you a little present to celebrate us getting back together. And let me tell you something, Mama. If you ever try to interfere between me and Sapphire again, I'm throwing you out of here bag and baggage.
Mama, George shouldn't have talked to you that way.
That's all right, Sapphire.
You know, Mama, I'm puzzled about something.
Yes?
You know that beautiful letter, the one George says brought us back together?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I never wrote George no letter, Mama. Truth is, I wasn't ever going to take him back for running out on me.
I know, Sapphire. That's why I wrote that letter and signed your name.
Be sure to be with us next week at this same time when we will again present radio's all-time favorites, Amos and Andy. Now, this is Harlow Wilcox saying goodnight to all of you from all of us. This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service.